Hey, Kislev. All right. Today is Yud Gimel. We're holding by the two dots on the second wide line, Yosef Zocha. So we said that Mida Kenegan Mida, Yosef was metapel with his father's kvura, and therefore his schar was that Moshe Rabbeinu was metapel with his. So the question is, first of all, Maishna Mei Kora, it says when they went to bury Yaakov, Yosef went up to bury his father, and all of Pare's servants, all of the big shots of Egypt, went with him. And only after that, Yosef's brothers and the rest of the family. So the family was treated like secondary to the big shots of Egypt. So they didn't give any respect to Yosef's brothers. But by the end, the time they were coming back, that Yosef came back to Mitzrayim with his brothers, so they were like together with him. And only afterwards, it was the rest of them. So suddenly they gave more cover to Yosef's brothers, and they were up there with him. Until they saw how much respect Yaakov Avinu commanded in the world in general, so the Egyptians didn't give any cover to Yaakov's sons. After when they saw the honor that he was given, then they gave honor to the sons as well. What was the honor? They came to Goyren Ha'otot. So Goyren is a silo. Otot is thorns. Who makes a silo full of thorns? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So what do you mean, the silo of thorns? They put crowns around the coffin of Yaakov, like a silo. They surround it with thorns, so you don't have a silo of thorns. When you have your silo, you put thorns around it as a protection or whatever, to make it harder for the ganovim to get in there. Yeah, so what happened? Sheba'u b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yishmael, b'nei Keturah, they all turned up for Yaakov's funeral. What did they turn up for? It's Tana, so the Brisa says, Kula l'mechamabo. They turned up to fight, to have a war. Then they saw Yosef's crown hanging on Yaakov's kever. So they decided, Yosef was the king of Egypt, almost. Yeah, so they saw this covered from Egypt. They thought to themselves, well, if Egypt is giving him such covered, we should give him covered too. It's not Lukul on Kisrayim. So all of these friendly cousins took their crowns, we told them by Renish Yaakov, and they also hung them by around the coffin of Yaakov. It's time within the Brisa. Shloshim Mishishik Sarim Nitlu Renish Yaakov. In the end, there were 36 crowns hanging around Yaakov's coffin. 36. So Rashi makes the Cheshbon. There was 12 Nesim of Ishmael. Yeah, Ishmael said his twelve, like corresponding to Yaakov, and there was 23 Alufim mentioned by Esav in part of Yishlach, and even though there's 25, he says Teman and Knaz were counted twice, and even though there was Korach counted twice, but there were two different Korachs, but Teman and Knaz, who are counted twice, is the same person. So altogether was 23. So 12 of Yishmael and 23 of Esav is 35, plus Yosef's that was there before, is 36 crowns ended up hanging on Yaakov's coffin. And then it says that they made there a very big mourning, big and heavy. Tono, the Brisa says, even the horses and donkeys were in mourning. So everybody was in mourning. Then it came time, so they were going to bury him in Maros HaMachpelah. It's also Esav come Akiv. Came Esav and says, hang on a second. That's my burial plot that you're taking there, because what happened was there were eight slots in Maros HaMachpelah, yeah? So by the time Yitzchak died. Yeah, so Yitzchak and Rivka. So what was left? Two slots. But Yitzchak had two sons. So Esav reckons that each of us inherited one slot. You put Leah in your slot, because Leah's already buried. Yaakov said, Shama Kavarti is Leah. So there's one slot left. That's my half of the Yerusha. So that's my slot. What do you think you're doing, putting yourself into that slot? So because Esav said to them, Mamre Kir Sa'arba, he chevron, only four pairs fit in there. That means there's only one slot left, and it's mine. There were four pairs buried in Maris HaMachpelah. Adam b'chava, Avram b'sara, Yitzchak b'Rivka, Yaakov b'Leah. That's not what Esav said. That's what Yitzchak said. Yitzchak said. Yitzchak said no, because he thought, well, Yaakov's entitled to one.
Yaakov took
Leah. Yeah, he says Yaakov owned one of the plots. So he put Leah there. Good luck for him. He can do what he wants with it. That's his. But the other plot belongs to me. So now I'm going to object. Is Eu Karfur Leah Bididei? As I says, he had one of the two plots that were remaining that we inherited together from our parents. Is he had one plot and I had one plot. He put Leah in his plot. The high to Paish and the one that's left, it was mine, says Esav. So all the people, the Bnei Yaakov, said to him, Zavinta, you sold it to him. You sold it to Yaakov. Amalahu, he says, no, I didn't. Nahid is Zavinta b'chirusa, I sold my birthright. So I don't get double. If I was a b'chir, I would get double. I sold my double portion, that's true. I'm a pshitusa mizavini, I didn't sell my chelik as a portion, as a brother. So I still have my chelik. They said, yes, you did sell Even your posha to chelik, you sold in Maris HaMachpelah. Dichsiv kivya shekarisi leYaakov said, bury me in the plot that I karisi. So the word karisi has different translations, and we're saying here it means I bought it. V'amar Rabbi Yechid Mishum Mishum Ben Yitzad Again Kira El Lashem Mechira. Kira means sale. I bought it. Shekem Bekrachi Hayom Kira the Mechira Kira. The word for sale in overseas countries is Kira. So Yaakov said to his sons in his tzava that I bought that plot of land, that plot of burial. So they said to Esav, you sold it, so go get lost. He says to them, just a second, Havali Yigarta, show me the Shtar Mechira. You're telling me that Yaakov told you that he bought it. Prove it. Give me the Shtar. They said to him, Yigarta b'ar to betray me. The Shtar Mechira we left behind in Egypt. That was a little bit of an oversight, you would say. They were going to take possession of the plot. It would have been a good idea to bring the Shtar with them. But they didn't bring the Shtar. So
it's interesting that Esau's cash did come to the Levi. So were they expecting Yaakov to bury it somewhere else than Esau's plot?
No, they weren't at Maris HaMachpelah yet. They see this entourage coming from Egypt, so they joined in. They didn't know where it was going to end up. And then they end up at Maris HaMachpelah, and they go, hang on a second. Maybe they thought he's just going to Chevron Bechlal, was set aside for cemeteries, Siktua the Kvoris, Rashi says in Chumash. So maybe they thought he's going to the cemetery in Chevron. Oman Nezal, so we have to go and get the Shtar. As who should go to get it? Because it's going to take time. Is Nezal Naftali. So they sent Naftali to go and get the Shtar. The Kolokia Yalta, because he runs fast an antelope. The Naftali. Apologies for the coughing. Naftali Yola Shlucha. He's like an antelope that's sent. Hanoisin Imre Shofer. So it says he gives words of good. Amar Abibawa Tikre Imre Shofer Ela Imre Sefer. He ran to get the sefer, the star mechira. But meanwhile, it takes time. So Yaakov Avinu was lying in his coffin near Maris HaMachpelah, and they're not letting him in. Is Chushim berei the Don Tamon Hava? Chushim, the son of Don, was there. The Yakirun lay oidne. His ears were getting heavy. He couldn't stand what he was hearing. That Yaakov has to lie there in the sun. In Bizoyan, waiting for them to finish fighting about the Ora. Yeah? It's Amalahu. Yeah, Chushim. That was Bnei Don Chushim. It was the only son that Don had. Zomalahu Sadon, he was probably somewhere in the back of the line. He didn't see what was happening at the front. So he asked, "My hi, what's going on?" The Amrulay, they told him, "Come Akiv hi." That guy, Yener Isha Ish, in other words, Esav, is holding up the burial. Is Ada Osi Naftali Miyarim. We're waiting for Naftali to get back from Egypt with the Shtar Mechira. So he said to them, "Ada Osi Naftali Miyarim de Mitzrayim Hayavi Abba Mutal Bevizoyin." Until Naftali will get back with the Shtar, Yaakov Avinu's coffin is going to lie in the street in Bizoyin. Shakal Kufa, he took a stick, Machia Reshe, and he smashed it on Esav's head. Nostron Enei, and his eyes popped out. The Naflu Akarid de Yaakov, and they fell at the feet of Yaakov. His Paschinu Yaakov La Enei, Yaakov opened his eyes.
The Ochid. His eyes, not the head, but normally alone, it's the head.
Huh?
Normally alone,
it's the head. Yeah, that was the eyes. No, head ended up with Yitzchak's feet, it says, because of Kibbutz. The head, the eyes, and Yaakov opened up his eyes and smiled while he was dead. It was one of those stories. Why was he smiling? V'hanad echsev, yismach tzadik, the tzadik will be happy, kichazan nakam pa'amav, when he sees the revenge of his path that he went, yirchatz bedam harasha, he will wash in the blood of the wicked. So when Yaakov saw the end of Esav, he opened his eyes up and smiled, even though he was dead. At that time, the prophecy of Rivka was fulfilled. See that she said, "Lama eshkal gam shteichem meimecha." Why should I lose both of you on the same day? So that's actually what happened. That Esav was killed at the funeral of Yaakov. Either death wasn't on the same day, so she didn't lose them death-wise on the same day. But the burial was on the same day. Okay, so the question is, Yosef buried his father. Yosef hadn't done it, wouldn't have his brothers done it without him? So why was it only Yosef who did it? There were 12 brothers, it was their father. Why only Yosef? As Amru, they said, let Yosef do it. It's a bigger covet for Yaakov if Yosef does it, because that means the king is himself involved in the burial. That's a bigger cover for Yaakov than if just us simple people do it.
This man, the Amar
and he
quotes the pasuk, right?
Yeah.
Is that when Rabbi Yochanan's member stops and then the Gemara asks, how does that sound? Amar Avuah coming in the kind of in the middle of the memoir of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rabbi Yochanan's member stops, Avuah going out, and then
Rabbi Yochanan starts to Avuah going out.
That's it.
And then the rest. Yeah. The Gemara says, "What's his going out business?" Okay, next by the two dots. Me lana gadol me Yosef. So the Mishnah said, who was the bigger gadol than Yosef, who involved in the burial of Yaakov, and therefore me lana gadol me Moshe Rabbeinu, that involved in the burial of Yosef, or at least schlepping the bones. Tan rabbanu lana brisa. Boyer a kama chavivus mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Go and see how precious were the mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kula nisasku abizah. When they were leaving Egypt, everybody was worried about getting their spoils, gold and silver, v'chulu, the booty. V'huni sasik b'mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried only about doing more mitzvahs. Shenemar, chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs v'gomer. A smart guy will take the mitzvahs. U'minayin ho yedeya Moshe Rabbeinu hechon Yosef kover. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef was buried? As Amru, they told him, Sarach bas Osher nishtayre me'es yador. Sarach bas Osher is alive still from the generation of the Shvatim. So Halach Moshe Etzla, Moshe went to her. Well, it was 210. However, so she was over 210. Tosis brings over here, what about Machir and Yorab and Menashe? They were alive because they went and captured cities. So Machir, why didn't he go to them? And they were Yosef's grandchildren. The Chayra, that would have been even more Shaykh. And he answers, because the secrets of the Geula were given over to Sarah, and therefore they wouldn't have known, even though they were Yosef's grandchildren. And what happened was, when Moshe was going around looking for Yosef's kever, so the elders, the Zikne Yisrael, went to Sarach without Moshe first. And because they had already been burnt by the grandchildren of Yosef, the Bnei Ephraim, who left Egypt early. Yeah, that story. So they were a bit skeptical about this. So they were worried that maybe it's a false Mashiach again. So when they went around the Mishachistan and saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is taking us out of Egypt, so they went to Sarach Bas Osher, and she said, "You need to prove to me that it's not another false alarm." And what was the expression that this guy said to you when he told you that he's saving us? And they told him, "Pokud Yifkud." And Pokud Yifkud was the lashon that Yosef used. So when he said Pokud Yifkud, so then she said, "Aha, that's the secret password is Pokud Yifkud. Therefore, it's good." And she gave him over the secret of where Yosef was. Yeah, says the Gemara. Oh my Lord! So when she said it's okay, I'm happy to talk to him. So Moshe went to her. He said, "Oh my Lord," he said to her, "Klumat Yidas Hechad Yosef covered. Do you know where Yosef is buried?" Oh my Lord, she told him, "Orin Shol Batechas Osulay Mitzrayim." The Egyptians made him a coffin out of metal, Vikavuhu Benila Sanar, and they attached it in the Nile River. They nailed it down. I don't know. They fixed it. They not just placed it, but they. Attached it. Ah, Kadesh is Baruchu Meimav, in order to be a bracha for the water of the Nilus. As Halach Moshe v'Amar Asfas Nilus, so Moshe went and stood on the edge of the Nile River. Amalei, and he said, "Yosef, Yosef, Higiya Eish Shanishbarkash Baruchu Shanigayel Aschem, the time has come that Hashem promised to redeem you. V'Higiya Hashfua Shishbat Esh Yisrael. Now it's time to fulfill the oath that you made everybody swear to take you out of the Egypt. Is imatamara atzmacha, if you show up, is mutav, good, I'll take you out. But imlav, if you don't turn up now, haray anamenukim b'shvua secha, so we are now exempt from the shvua, we're trying, we can't find you. If you want us to take you out of Egypt, turn up now, or the bus is leaving. Is miyad safar reina shal Yosef, so immediately Yosef's coffin came up and floated on the top of the river. Don't be amazed how iron can float. In other words, all the miracles that we're discussing, that he yelled this out and the thing came up from the bottom, you wouldn't be amazed by that. What will your whole kasha on this maisa be? How can iron float? The whole thing is miraculous to begin with, and you'd have a kasha, how can iron float?
They haven't seen steel ships.
Huh?
They didn't see steel ships.
No. So he says, there's a riot. The Titanic didn't float too well either. Shereik Siv, Vahiyah Echad Mapel, these are the students of Elisha. And one guy was Mapel HaKoyrev Asabarzel Nafel HaMayim, and he knocked a beam and iron into the water. And he says, Ata Adoni Vahush Sha'ol Vayemer Isha Lekim, Ana Nafel, where did it fall? He was looking for his stick. Vayareya Wasamakim, and he showed it to him, Vayaktiv Ace. Let me get the pasuk right. It's borrowed. It's a borrowed stick, and now I've lost it. It's in the water. Says, where did it fall? They showed him the place. And he cut off a piece of wood. He threw the wood in. And the iron floated. So there is such a thing, and it was done by Elisha. V'aloid dvarim kavachomer. Madach Elisha talmidah shel Eliyahu. Elisha was a student of Eliyahu. V'Eliyahu talmidah shel Moshe. Not literally was he a Talmud, but as Rashi says, he learned Moshe's Torah. So it's like his Talmud. Tzav barzel miponav. Even Elisha was able to do the miracle of making the iron float. Is mitnei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Alachas kam v'chamo. So for Moshe, that was a small miracle to make the iron float. He was in the Egyptians had these mausoleums. It wasn't in the coffin at all, in the Nile River at all. It was in the mausoleum of the kings of Egypt. A which?
The captain, like the pilot.
It's called a kabranit, spelled like that? Because it's the word kaver. That's not a good word for a captain. He says, Rashi says it's a Greek word. but it's Kivra Shemalach. Just the word clearly comes from the word Kaver. The Kabadnitsa, you know. Who? Is he the Greek guy? Oh, for him. Ah. Maybe, yeah. Holach Moshe. So Moshe went to the king's tombs. Omar, and he said, Yosef, wherever you are, if you show me where you are, good. If not, then they were exempt from the Shvuah. But so Yosef's coffin moved. It came forward. It's not like Moshe, as Moshe took it. And brought it to him. All the years they were in the desert. There were two Aroins in the desert. One with the Luchas in it, and one with Moshe.
What is it? Something or other about a generation that's lost its leader of this Kabbalanit or something.
So there were two Aroins. There was the Aroin of the Luchas, and there was the Aroin of Yosef. There were two Aroins going through the desert. Echad Shal Meis v'Echad Shal Shechina. Mahalchim Zem Zem. They were going together. Anyone who passed by would say, "What are these two cabinets, chests? One has got the dead bones of Yosef, and one has got the Shechina. But the Luchis, what's the dead guy doing going with the Shechina? They said, turn the page. They belong together because the dead guy, who is Yosef, had fulfilled whatever's written in there, which is the Torah. It's again the same question we asked before. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have taken the bones of Yosef, and we said it was, you know, the big schos, wouldn't everybody else do it? So Rashi says, what do you mean, wouldn't they have done it? So what if they would have? Why is it a kasha? With Yosef's brothers, it's a kasha, because why didn't Yosef's brothers bury their own father? But over here, the question isn't, wouldn't if somebody had buried him. The question is, why did they let Moshe have the schus? Why didn't anybody else? Why didn't they? If they all had the shvuah, the shvuah was on everybody to take him out. So why did they leave it to Moshe to do? Look, see, but it says, when they actually buried him in Shechem, I heard that they have secretly gone in and renovated, because the Arabs just destroyed Kever Yosef, no? And they all snuck in the night, and they renovated it, and they fixed it up. So it says there that Bnei Yisrael took Yosef's bones and buried him in Shechem. So in the end, it was everybody. Vesu, and furthermore, Eloi Yaskub by Yisrael, even if it wasn't everybody, Bonav Lehavim Yaskub Bay, what about Yosef's own children? Vaksiv Ayil Bnei Yosef Lenachala, that this area was an inheritance of Bnei Yosef. Is Amru, because they all said, Hanicholai, let Moshe do it himself. So first of all, the Bnei Yosef said that if the whole nation wants to be involved, let them, because it's a bigger covenant for Yosef that everybody should take part rather than just us. And in turn, previously everybody said, let Moshe Rabbeinu do it. It's a bigger covet for Yosef that Moshe himself should be metapel with the coffin than anybody else. Is Kavro b'Shechem? They buried him in Shechem. Ma'ishna b'Shechem? What's special about Shechem? Amar Chama b'Ram Chanina m'Shechem ganvuhu. Yosef was originally stolen from Shechem. The whole episode of Yosef being sold was in Shechem. Rashi says in Chumash that Shechem is a mokem muchan l'peronis. Yeah, that's where they sold Yosef. That was where Dino had a problem. That was where the Shvatim split in the times of Rechavim. Yeah.
Well, now hang on. Yaakov sent him to go to Shechem. Right?
Yeah. Rashi says over here that the word, that the name Doison is not a real place. Uh-huh. Yeah. He says that Doison is a. Vayishlacheyum me'emech Hevroin. Yeah, Vayavoy Shechem. That's the Pasuk in Vayeshev. And that's where they were shepherding. Yeah, and Rashi says over here that that Doison, where did I read this? Doison was not a real Ein Emokim. Yeah. And when he says Nosum Izem, it's Nosum in Ha'achva. So it wasn't really the name of the place. They stole him from Shechem. Ula Shechem, Nachs Rabbi Dosoi. So he gave back to Shechem what it lost. is the Gemara asked now kosher kray adadi. So it's a stira in the psukim. Ksiva yikach Moshe sasbeseisafimoy. Uksiva sasbeseisafimoy. Was it Moshe? Was it everybody? What's going on here? Is Amr Abchaber Abchaber. Yeah, but why do they have to bury him there?
Well, because if he's giving that, that becomes his aqua. Where else did they bury him? That's, you know, this is something special.
Well, the whole tribe of Ephraim, they had a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The real question on all this stuff is, not this stuff, Yaakov's burial. They took him back to Eretz Yisrael. Who was living in Eretz Yisrael then? They were able to just march in and do whatever they want in there.
You see, they came there.
Someone who does something but doesn't finish the job, or and someone else finishes it. The person who finishes it, it's as if he did the whole thing, and therefore, even though it says Moshe took the bones, but in the end, since the Bnei Yisrael finished off the burial in Shechem, it says that they took him out of Egypt, even though they didn't take him out of Egypt. Stam. Rabbi Lezer Omer Af my reading my semidulosai. Someone who starts a job and doesn't finish it is such a negative thing that he goes down from his greatness. The Chsiv, Yehuda started the job of saving Yosef because he said my betza kinara gesachinu, but he didn't finish the job. He stopped him from killing him b'shas ma'aser, but then he sold him the whole thing. He didn't complete the job. Is what happened to him. Rabbi Yehuda went down from his gedula. Yehuda went down from his gedula because he didn't finish the job. Rabbi Shmuel bar Achmeni Yomer, it's worse than that. Af kever ishti abonav, he ends up burying his wife and kids. Dechsev, but Thomas Bashua eshes Yehuda. First Yehuda's wife died, which was Bashua. Uksiva Yomer seva Einan, and of course Aaron Einan also died. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Marab, the man Ikra Yosef Atzma is Pechaya. Why did Yosef call himself Bones when he was still alive? He said to the Bnei Yisrael, Halisim es Atzmoisai. He called himself Bones when he was still alive. Why did he call himself Bones? Why didn't he just say, Vahalisim, or like Yaakov said, Sasanim Mitzrayim? Why did he say, my bones? Because he didn't stand up for the honor of his father. When Yehuda said to Yosef, when they didn't know it was him, so they spoke to him about after Chavinu, he heard that his father was called his Eved, and he didn't say anything. So because he took that, therefore that was a punishment. Why did Yosef die young? Because he was in politics, and that makes a person die young. Okay, so now working.
So in other words, the word rabbonus in politics is synonymous.
Oh, no doubt. It's my translation of rabbonus. It doesn't mean because he learned Torah and it was a wrong. Yeah. That's it. The Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef was brought down to Egypt. Amar Rabbi Lazar Atikri Hurad Ella Hori. That when Yosef went to Egypt, he brought the Egyptians down a peg. How did he do that? He lowered the Egyptian astrologers from their position because he could interpret the dreams and they couldn't. So they got knocked off their pedestal. Then it says that Potiphar, the eunuch of Paroi, what's going on? He bought Yosef for his own purposes, for Mishkav Schor, to be his whatever, yeah? So that's what he came, is Ba Gavriel Opiroi. Gavriel came and castrated him and made him Ois, whatever. It's made Korak Siv Potiphar, was Siv Potiphara. That's the word Potiphara, that Pro'oi means he fixed him up down there, so he couldn't do anything. Okay, Milan Ugolam and Moshe said, the Mishnah, who is greater than Moshe? Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe says, Hashem said to me, Ravloch, that's enough. No, that's too much. When he in Vashana, when he says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said, Ravloch. Amar Ablevi, Berav Biser, he told off other people with the expression Rav, is Berav Bisruhu. So Moshe Rabbeinu also got it. Berav Bisa Rav Lachem. He said Rav Lachem B'nei Levi by Kairach. He said Rav Lachem B'nei Levi is Rav Bisruhu. So he also got told with the same thing. You have to be polite. That's right. Rashi says, "Akash Baruch is midaktekim tzadikim kachud asayra." That expression that he said to them, "Rav Lachem, you're getting ahead of yourselves." So even though it was right and everything else, but he could have said a different polite thing. So that's why he got punished. Davar Acher, Rav Lach, Rav Yeshloch. You have a Rav. Who is your Rav? Umana Yeshua. It's Yeshua's turn to be the boss. So you have to go. Davar Acher, another pshat, Rav Lach. That you have a Rav, which is God. Shalom Yemru HaRav Kamakasha V'Talmud Kamasarvan. People shouldn't say, look at that, look how stubborn is the teacher, and the student is trying so hard, and this teacher is being mean and saying no. So you have to stop asking. V'kol kach lama, tana dvere bishma, lefum gam l'shichna. That according to the camel is the load. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is it. This is your... Therefore, you have to put up. That's right. You're judged by a higher standard. Exactly. So Moshe said to the people, "I'm 120 years old today." What does he say today? That today was his birthday. That a tzaddik years are full from day to day, from month to month. The number of your days I will fill. What did he say? I will not be able to come and go anymore, or to go and come. My lot is for love. What do you mean I'm not able to go and come? If he meant physically he's not able to go and come anymore, Moshe Rabbeinu at 120, because he was an old man, he didn't lose his koyach at all. So he could have gone and went. When it was time to die, it says at the end of this bracha, Moshe went up to Har Nevo'i. There were 12 levels going up the mountain. He did mountain climbing, the whole thing in one step, so he was strong enough. So it wasn't a physical deficiency. He wasn't able to go and come in Divrei Torah, Malamed Shenistatmi Menashari Chochma. He was closed up from him the gates of wisdom. His time was up for making Chidushim in Torah. Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua v'Yisyatzu b'Oyel Moed. Moshe and Yeshua went and stood on Oyel Moed. Tana Oisa Shabbos Shol Diyu Zugi Hoisa. That Shabbos had two leaders, Diyu Zugi. Nitla v'Shus Mizeh v'Nitla Zeh. Shabbos Shomi, yeah. But it wasn't two on one day then, it was one...
Week.
Each week they took turns. This one was two in one day. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Il Mole Mikra Kasu V'Yafshe Lo Imroi. If not for the pasuk saying it, you would never be able to say this. What does it say? Heichan Moshe Meis. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu die? He went up to Har Nevo'i. That's where he died. It says that in the Chumash. Bechelkei Shal Reuven. The Mount Nevo'i was in the portion of Reuven. Dechsev. Vayal Moshe Me'arves Mo'yav El Har Nevo'i. Moshe went up from the plains of Mo'yav to Har Nevo'i. Nevoi is in the portion of Reuven. Dechsev, Uvenei Reuven Banu, that the children of Reuven built all these places, and one of them is Ves Nevoi. Skip the brackets. So he died in the Chelik of Reuven. Vehechel Moshe Kavur, where is he buried? Bechelke Shal God, in the portion of God. Dechsev, Vaya Reishis Loi, and it says about the Brach of God, Vesham Chelkes Mechikik Safun. Mechaykik is the person who made the laws of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is where he is born, where he's buried, in the Chedek of God. What's the distance between Reuven's portion and God's portion? 4 million, 4 mils. So it's whatever that distance is. How much is it? 4 mils, not that far, but if you're dead, it's pretty hard to walk that far. It's Oysen 4 million, Mihalichai. Who took Moshe Rabbeinu from where he died in the Chedek of Reuven to his burial plot in the Chelik of God? There was nobody there. Mm-hmm. So how did he get from here to there when he was dead? He was in the wings of the Shechina. That means God himself was taking him. When the angels were saying, "Tzidkas Hashem Asa u'mishpatav im Yisrael," this is at the end of this bracha. He did righteous stuff with the Yidden, and he gave the laws to the Jews. And Hashem says, "Mi yokum li im reim yishatav li im pele yoven." Who else will come up with me, with friends, and who will stand up to me even to protect the sinners? Who was like the wise man who knows how to make a compromise of a thing? That Moshe Rabbeinu would always make compromises when there was trouble. Wisdom, that was the Moshe Rabbeinu's thing, was wisdom. And wisdom comes, from where does wisdom come from? Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who had such wisdom. That Moshe died over there, it was an Eved Hashem. He was a servant of Hashem. Then we have Samalya Nama Vayama Shom Moshe Sifra Rabbi Yisrael, the great Sefer, means the great rabbi of the Yidden. Tani Rabbi Lezer, God Alei Mesh, name Osra Mil, Hashem Osra Mil. The distance was, so 12 mil by 12 mil. That area, Keneged Machane Yisrael, that was the area of the camp of the Bnei Yisrael in the desert. Is Basko Mashmir V'Omer. So over that whole area came out this voice from heaven and said, Vayama Shom, Vayamas Moshe, that Moshe died, because nobody saw him. He went up to Har Nevo and never saw him again. So this voice came out and said, Moshe died. Safra Rabbi Yisrael, the big Sofer, the big Rebbe of the Yidden. The Yeshoim Rimle Mes Moshe. Some say Moshe didn't die. It's the usual story, you know. The Pasuk says Vayamas Moshe, and some say Moshe didn't die. Ksiv Hacha Vayamas Shom, because here it says he died. But Ksiv Hasma, he's Shom im Hashem. He went up there with Hashem. So Shom Shom is a Gzeir Shava. It's just like when he went up on the mountain Shom. He was serving. He was standing there serving Hashem. As Afkan, Omer Mishamish. Even when he's dead, he's standing there being Mishamish. That means he, in one sense, Vayomas, he died. But in another sense, he's still Omer Mishamish. Like it says on your Yarmulkes. Vayikpare Sebagai, Be'eretz Moyav Mul Beis Po'er. And he buried him in the valley in Eretz Moyav, opposite Beis Po'er. Omer Abrachis Simon Beseich Simon. It's a sign. Where is it? Eretz Bagai and Eretz Moyav Mul Beis Po'er. All of these simanim, you still can't find it. I feel the even though you got all these signs, Layada Ishas Kvarasa, nobody knows where he's buried. And Kvar Shalcha, Malchus Arasha, Eitzel Gistereshel Beis Po'er, and also the Malchus Arasha, that means the Romans were trying to find the grave of Beis Rabbeinu, so they sent to the ruler there, Kumus and Dukus, who says over there in Rashi, that, and they said, Hareinu Heichan Moshe Kavar, go and show us Moshe's grave. Is Amdulamila, so they went climbing up to the top of the mountain. And Nidmulam Lamata, while they were standing at the top, they said, "Oh, look, it's down there in the valley." No, so Lamata, so they went down to get to look at it, and then Nidmulam Lamata couldn't find it. And they looked up and it looked like it was on top of the mountain. Nechlukulish take it. They said, "You know what? We'll split in two. Half of you go up and half of you go down and we'll find it." And Osan Shamdul Lamata, those people standing at the top, they said, "Hey, it's down there with you." And Osam Shanimulam Lamata, Lamata, the ones who were at the bottom, Nimulam Lamata, they said, "What are you talking about? It's up there with you." So they could never find it. Lakaya Mashanemar, Vlayada Ishes Kurase. Nobody could know where he was buried. Okay, we'll leave it over here.